The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
One of the most incredible finishes you will ever see as we close out 2025 in improbable fashion with the game tied at 4-4 in the waning seconds. The San Jose Barracuda find a way to take their lead back with 1/10 of a second left in regulation as Lucas Carlson pots the game-winning goal. They took a look at it. It was called a good goal on the ice, and after review, it was confirmed. Just an incredible finish as the Barracuda close out their eight-game season series with the Ontario Reign, going 5-2-1 and 3-0-1 inside of this building. They have now won three straight on the road, and with the regulation win, they are now tied with the Reign at 38 points for the second spot in the Pacific Division as they close out the eight-game season series here tonight in just an incredible way. A game that looked destined for overtime ends up being decided in regulation, and Lucas Carlson is the hero. A back-and-forth affair all night long. What we expected, not surprised by the ultimate outcome in terms of how close it was, but the Barracuda find a way to get it done, and they find a way to avenge their loss on home ice against this Reign team on Saturday. They lost 3-0. They score five times tonight against the veteran Copley, and they win it by a final score of 5-4. Let's recap this game. We've got a lot to get to. The Ontario Reign in the first period would draw the only penalty, and at 10:57, Cole Gutman would start his big night with his first of two goals, his sixth of the year, first in his last eight. Glenn Godden and Nikita Alexandrov pick up the assists, and the Ontario Reign at a 1-0 lead halfway through the first period. Now up top to the top of the umbrella for Godden. Gives off for Gutman. Gutman loads up a shot. He scores. From distance, Cole Gutman beats Gabe Carrier. And the Ontario Reign have a 1-0 lead. It's a power play goal. And it comes at the 10:57 mark of this opening period. That was the only goal of the first period. It was not a good start for the Barracuda. They mustered just four shots in the first. They were outshot 12-4, but I guess the silver lining in it all was the fact they were only down by a goal after a period of play. Whatever head coach John McCarthy said during the intermission, it seemed to resonate with his team because the Barracuda came out in the second period looking completely different. They totally changed the game, taking a 180 on the complexion of the contest. And San Jose would score three unanswered in the second period. They'd score four total, which would set a new season high for goals in a period and put 17 shots on net in the middle frame. It was Oliver Wahlstrom who started the party at 2:42 after the Barracuda hemmed the puck in the offensive zone, and Casper Holtermann would center it in front for Wahlstrom, who would put it home for his ninth of the year at 2:42 of period number two. Leave it now for a pinching hache, but he's tied up by Celine. And it skated back behind the net, and the Reign will work it up the wall. But Alexandrov had it tipped off of his stick just as he released the puck. Barracuda center in front. They score! Casper Holtonen finds Oliver Wahlstrom, who sneaks it under Phoenix Copley. And 2 minutes and 42 seconds into this second period, we are all tied up at 1-1. So Oliver Wahlstrom is ninth of the year, just his second during full strength, and we were all tied up at 1-1. A couple of minutes later, Ethan Cardwell, who had a great chance just moments prior but could not beat Phoenix Copley, would pot his fourth of the year as Quentin Musty slid the puck in between the circles on a rush up ice. Cardwell skated into it, and he beat Copley on the short side to give the Barracuda their first lead. Time the goal at 5:27 of the second period. Cardwell's fourth from Musty and Huntington. Pretty good chance there to Cardwell, but Copley with a great blocker save. Barracuda working back to center. Far side, Musty's over the line. Feathers, he's got Cardwell, works it, he scores! A what a setup feed from Quentin Musty, and Ethan Cardwell beats Phoenix Copley short side, and the Barracuda have their first lead of the game. It comes 5 minutes and 27 seconds into period number two. So the Barracuda would take their first lead in that second period. They were really dominating at that point, but Ontario would get some life by drawing a penalty. On that ensuing power play, though, it was Philip Biestead finding the offense. A shorthanded goal for Biestead, his first shorty of the year, second of his career, ninth goal of the year. It was unassisted. Time of the goal at 12:41, and the Barracuda were up 3-1 in the second period with their third consecutive goal. Trying to clear, they can't do so. Andre Lee will push it below the goal line. Poked up the wall for Biestead now. Biestead gets it to center. Then he pokes it free. Barracuda might have numbers. Biestead working in, shoots. He scores! It's a shorthanded goal for Philip Biestead as the San Jose Barracuda pad their lead. They're up 3-1. It's their third unanswered goal of this second period. So the Barracuda take a 3-1 lead in that second period, but give the rain credit because 28 seconds later, just as their power play had expired, they'd find a way to totally stop the bleeding, an inch back within a goal. Kenny Connors, a short side shot at 13-13, made its way through, and we were back within a goal, a 3-2 Barracuda lead at that point on Connors' seventh of the year. Hughes backhands one down low. Zimmer fanned on the back post feed. Work back to the near side for Connors. Power play almost over. There's a shot by Connors. Fought off Carrier. Out of the box is Giles. Shot from the left side. It sneaks its way through, and Kenny Connors answers almost immediately back. It comes after the power play. It expired, but it beats Carrier. Stick side. And the rain counter and cut the deficit back down to one. So the Rain get a goal from Kenny Connors at 13-13 to make it a 3-2 Barracuda lead. But late in the second period, San Jose would continue to push. And at 19-19, Igor Afanasyev would push San Jose's lead back to 2 with his fifth of the year, third against the Rain. All 5 goals now coming on the road. As that tally for Afanasyev, a big one coming so late in the frame, as the Barracuda would again take a 2-goal lead and add a little bit of cushion to their advantage. One left now in this second period. If you're just joining us, Ontario dominated the first period. They outshot the Barracuda 12-4. They scored the only goal on a power play from Cole Gutman. But in this second, this game has totally changed direction. The Barracuda with 3 straight goals to go up 3-1, including a shorty from Biestead. Rain would get one back almost immediately. Now Afanasyev shoots. He scores! With just 40 seconds remaining in the second period, the Barracuda go back up by 2 as Igor Afanasyev beats Phoenix Copley 6-side at the 19-20 mark to give the Barracuda a 4-2 lead. So the Barracuda in a great spot at that point, going into the third period up by 2. But the Ontario Rain would have a shot of adrenaline early in the third period, scoring twice in a 25-second span. First, Cole Gutman would net his second of the game and seventh of the season at 1:20 to get Ontario back within a goal. Good look for Haltonen, but Copley, cat-like, is able to steer it out with the right path. 1:15 gone now in this third period. Barracuda up by 2, but Gutman working it, shoots and scores. Cole Gutman with his second of the game as he beats Carrier glove side. And the Rain do not wait long to get back with it a goal. Gutman's got his second of the game, and it comes a 1:20 into this third period. So Gutman would score again, and he would nearly complete the hat trick just 25 seconds later, a little under that as he would rush in on net, kind of slip past everybody. His shot turned aside, but Tim Riegel would follow it up and put home the rebound for his first in the AHL, leveling the score at 4-4 at 1:45 of the third. Underway we go, and Gutman's got a save. He's busting in. Gutman works in. They score. Tim Riegel puts home his first in the AHL. Ontario Rain wait a 1:45 into this third to score twice and tie things up at 4-4. So just like that, the game turned on a dime, and we were all tied up at 4-4. So the rain had momentum, and they would draw a double minor for high sticking against Quentin Musty at 6:41. That was a pivot point in the hockey game, because certainly Ontario, with momentum in their favor, had a golden opportunity to take their lead back. But the Barracuda would stand tall and kill off the four-minute double minor, keeping the game tied at 4-4. And as time was winding down, it looked destined for extra time. But that wasn't on the agenda or the menu for veteran defenseman Lucas Carlson, as Carlson, with just 1/10 of a second left in regulation, would put home a rebound to seal the Barracuda's 5-4 regulation win. With the top teams in the Pacific Division battling it out here on New Year's Eve. Afanasia threw it to the net. Blocked. 2 seconds left. Thrown back to the target. Final save. A shot on net. They score! Lucas Carlson with zeros on the board. Lucas Carlson fires it past goaltender Phoenix Copley. There are zeros on the board. This goal is being reviewed. It was called a good goal on the ice. They took a review at it, and it was confirmed. With 1/10 of a second left in regulation, Lucas Carlson with a March Madness buzzer beater seals the 5-4 victory for the San Jose Barracuda, who close out the season series with the Ontario Reign going 5-2-1 in the eight games and 3-0-1 inside of this building. With the victory, San Jose is up now to 38 points, so a two-way tie with the Reign for the second spot in the division. They have won three straight on the road, all three in this building, one of the tougher barns to play in the Western Conference. And they are now 10-4-1-1 away from Texiu Arena are the Barracuda. They pick up their 18th win of the year. They are 18-10-1-1 on the season. Ontario drops to 18-10-1-1 themselves. So both teams through 30 games with the exact same record, sitting at 38 points. What a finish. What an incredible finish that looked unlikely. It looked like we were going extra time, but Lucas Carlson had different plans. Final shots, 31-22 in favor of the Barracuda. Ontario goes 1-for-4 on the power play. They do give up a shorthanded goal to Philip Biestead in that second period. San Jose goes 0-for-1 on the power play. The winning goaltender is Gabe Carrier. Carrier has won his last two. His record now 3-0-1 on the season against Ontario, 5-2-1 lifetime. And his overall record on the year is now 8-6-2 on the season for Carrier. The losing goaltender is Phoenix Copley in his first game back in the American Hockey League. Copley's record now on the season is at 500. He is 7-7 on the year. Just an incredible finish, an incredible way to close out 2025 as the Barracuda find their way back into the win column before the turn of the new year. Cuda will continue this four-game road trip in Bakersfield on Friday and Saturday, and then wrap up next Wednesday, 1 week from today, in San Diego before returning back home on January the 10th for Throwback Night as we celebrate the legendary Roy Sommer with a pregame ceremony, a banner raising. We'll have a banner giveaway, a replica banner giveaway to the first 2,500, and the Barracuda will be donning specialty San Jose Rhinos jerseys. It should be an incredible and unforgettable night coming up at Texiu Arena. That does it for our broadcast, though. Tonight's attendance, 7,913. Game length, 2 hours and 30 minutes. The Barracuda win it right before the buzzer on a game-winning goal from Lucas Carlson, his 8th of the year. Lund and Afanasyev pick up the assists. Let's go over our three stars quickly before we do sign off. Tim Rigo scored the tying goal early in that third period, his first in the AHL. He is the number 3 star. The number 2 star, Cole Gutman, what a night for him. 2 goals, an assist, and a fight. He is the number 2 star, but the number 1 star for the Barracuda with a game-winning goal, Lucas Carlson, 1 goal, 4 shots on net, 2 penalty minutes for the veteran defenseman. Barracuda win it with 1/10 of a second left in regulation to close out the 8-game season series with the Reign. An incredible finish, and they will look to continue their road success on Friday in Bakersfield. Before we do sign off, we'd like to thank everybody for joining us tonight, whether you listened on the Sharks Audio Network or you watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again for our pregame coverage coming up on Friday, beginning at 6:30 from Bakersfield. We'd also like to wish everybody a very safe and happy New Year. We hope your 2025 was outstanding, but the upcoming year is that much better. Be safe. Don't stay up too late. You want to be fresh for the new year. Start things off on the right foot. Being a little bit of a dad. I've got a one-year-old now. That's how things go. Have a wonderful night. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 5-4 here in Ontario. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Toyota Arena in the Inland Empire.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.